Hello, and welcome to Gravel Knits, a place to chat and have a few sips. Today is April 26, 2023. Thanks for listening.
I'm Caitlin, and my pronouns are she, her, and hers.
And I'm Kelsey, and my pronouns are also she, her, and hers. Time for beers.
And this is Kelsey's idea, right? So we are starting our new challenge because Z was the end of our alphabet.
It was, yep.
Yeah. So the plan now is quite the challenge. I'm excited to see how far we get or see us achieve it.
I would love to see us achieve it. I totally would.
So the plan is to try to review beers from all of the states and then try to get as many Iowa breweries. So each night we'll choose one of those and review them.
I'm excited.
Years plus of.
Exactly. So maybe we'll be here for a while. At least the beers will stay around for a while, or the idea.
Yeah. We'll just start having like a 5-minute podcast, chug a beer, two beers, like. Hey. This is a review.
Let's have another one.
I don't know.
We might need some help acquiring some other ones.
Yes, you friends.
Some suggestions.
Help us.
We're Iowans, so it's hard to go. Yeah. If you've got some ideas for some good ones in your state, let us know.
Yes. So I am kicking it off because poor Kelsey had Z. She killed it, by the way. But I'm kicking it off with we're going to do Illinois this episode. I was going to say this month. The last episode I was tongue tied or two episodes ago, and I think I might be
in. It might be stuck. Yeah. You might be there.
So I went with Goose Island Brewery, which I've actually been to one of their tasting rooms. So it's kind of cool to be like, oh yeah, I've kind of been there. Ish. It was a tasting room, not like the main place.
Right.
And they're pushing really hard right now, their 3-1-2 series. So they have this wheat ale, which is their urban wheat ale. I'm sorry, Goose Island is out of Chicago, if I didn't say that. Chicago, Illinois.
Right.
And so they have like a mixture pack that they're really pushing. I saw on Instagram. So I was like, okay, this is a little out of what Kelsey and I typically do. So maybe it's good for me to try something different. I will say, I know I love their IPA. So if you ever are looking for a good IPA.
They do have a pretty good IPA. It's a pretty solid, like decent IPA.
So we're going to start with the 3-1-2 Lemonade Shandy.
Yay.
When Goose gives you lemons. There's all sorts of like silly phrases around it.
Very fun can.
Yeah.
The Chicago original. Established in 1988.
That's solid. All right. It smells very lemony.
It is very lemony. I forgot how lemony this one was.
You know what? I don't hate it.
I don't hate it either.
I like really don't hate it though. Like I almost like it.
Well, that's like, pretty good.
Yeah, I'm into this beer. This is fun. This is, I would say this is a beer that someone who isn't even a beer drinker may like it.
Yes, it would be a very like unintimidating beer.
Yeah.
Welcoming beer.
It's sweet, but it's not too, it's not like sour, even though it's lemony. It's light, but still full flavored. Uh-huh. It's almost like a juicy lemonade. Does that make sense?
Yes. Definitely has a little bit of that sugary sweetness. But that's very good. Much yes. Like if this was like on a iced glass, oh man. Like, I rarely say you should ever have a beer served like that because it's probably not how it was intended for. But this would be one of those that would just go down like that.
Well, cheers. And Kelsey's always encouraging me to go outside of my comfort zone. And now we know it's okay to do that.
And there we are. We're out of your comfort zone. And you kind of like it.
I do.
So how about we real cheers?
Okay.
Emily, you like to cheers to the sheep for their wool, the shepherds for their dedication.
And the sheepdogs.
And the beer that keeps the world happy.
Yay.
Cheers.
Oh my gosh. So that yay reminds me, this is short, but this is super cute. So whenever we take Riker in the trailer anywhere before we start, we tell him like, what do you say? And he says, ready, set, go. And then we go. And the other day he was so upset and like, we didn't even realize we did this, but after he says, ready, set, go, we say, yay. And we didn't realize that we did that apparently. And he was so upset. He's like, you guys didn't say yay.
Oh, how dare you not say yay?
So, yeah, I don't know. So now, but when I said that, yay, it reminded me, I'm like, yes, need to make sure to say my yays.
Make sure to say yay.
Anyways, Kelsey, how are you?
I'm pretty good. I'm trying to think. We were just talking before we started recording about being busy like normal. So there's that going on. Pardon me. School is finally closing in on the last couple of weeks of the semester. And I have one like final project left in one class and another project left in the other class, which may actually end up benefiting the podcast in the long run because I'm writing a program that will translate entries from a spreadsheet to a database.
Oh, cool.
So, and part of that will be input from a user interface. So hopefully that could tie into being the, you know, the website front of it one day and database backend. So yay, I'm kind of excited.
That's really cool.
Yeah, we'll see how much of it I get done, but it's a start. My teacher was kind of he was kind of excited about the idea. I even talked about it being a podcast thing and a whole idea of it being a make-along entry form and everything. So thought that would be fun.
I love it.
I had a different idea and then I went with this instead. I was like, this is actually useful.
Yeah, makes sense.
So there's that. And I'm actually using things I've learned in school in my job. So that's always nice to like feel like you're actually getting value out of what you're learning pretty quickly too, which is kind of nice. One of the things I do at work creates hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of files. And I wrote just a silly short little code that cleans things up on a regular basis based off of a regular expression and of what that looks like. And it's like, it takes all those files out and dumps them into a different folder and deletes the rest.
Nice.
Yeah.
Yeah. You're going to have to learn me some of this stuff.
Some of it's just simple things that make a big difference in how much time you can save. But yeah, just takes a little reading, a little time. What else has been going on? It's writing season. We've been putting on our weekly gravel rides. And last week we had 75 people show up.
Holy crap.
And then last night we had about 45. So super excited, super big turnouts. And we've had such a mix of people from honestly their first time out on gravel, never been out on gravel before, to everybody who's, you know, ridden 340 miles last weekend. And a very good mix in between. So it was fun.
That's so cool.
Yeah, it's really nice to kind of be back into that regular groove of just a routine of riding. Like I was back to riding outside, but now back to riding a bit more regularly outside. And I'm very excited. The temperatures are finally getting nicer.
Oh my gosh, yes.
So we had
so a, ready.
I know. We had a week where it was in the 70s here in Iowa, and it was absolutely beautiful. But oh, it was such a cheese because I had to work inside the whole week. And then it's been like not quite as nice ever since then. So I don't know. It'd be nice if it could get warmer again.
Agreed.
Trying to think what else. What else has been going on? Someone poked his head in and stuck his tongue out at me. Yep, yep. Main faces. There was a really big 340-mile bike race last weekend here in Iowa.
What's it called?
Iowa Wind and Rock.
Okay, nice.
And it's a 340-mile bike race. It is all cue card navigated, so they get turn-by-turn directions without any GPS help. And it's broken up into three parts, so you can only get the first part at the start. Then you get the second part by making it to the first checkpoint in time. And then the third part you get by making it to the second checkpoint in time. Cole rode it Cole raced it again this year. And I was one of our sweepers for the course again this year.
Cool.
So yeah, I ended up transporting 7 different riders. There were 60 that started the race, 13 that finished.
Wow.
Yeah. And not so much. Well, the rock was there and there was lots and lots of wind. The wind promised and brought it on strong. So they had a headwind for the first 160 miles. And then it pretty much died by the time anyone got to the point of turning around. So they had no tailwind on the way back. Yeah, it was a long one. They tried hard.
Brutal. Oh my God.
Very much so. Yeah, I don't know. I don't know that I would ever want to do it myself. But between me and my friend, we drove at least 16 of those people. We just could put in as many people as we could. But a lot of people come from out of state. I have never been to Iowa. I met some people from South Carolina and Florida, New Hampshire, Colorado. Some of them had been here before. Yeah. But most of them, like at least a handful, had never been here before and had no idea what the hills are like here. And just, they didn't come on it nicely. But yeah, so that was fun. I am excited because I actually get to race this upcoming weekend. So it's going to be fun.
Yay. What you doing?
I am going to go up and do the Driftless 100 up in Elkader, Iowa. I am doing the 35 mile, I believe.
Cool.
Yeah, it's definitely, I'll say an early spring race for me. I'm not in good racing shape yet, but we'll see how it goes. Test the waters.
I'm sure it'll be super fun and you'll do super awesome.
Yeah, it doesn't really matter. I'm looking forward to the scenery and the elevation. I believe we get to go through another state. I think it goes up into Minnesota.
Neat.
But the long distance one goes, I think they go into Minnesota, Iowa, and Illinois. I could be wrong.
That's fun. That's cool to have a course like that. That's cool. That's super fun.
So yeah.
I hope you have the most wonderful time and the wind goes in your favor. Or you. is not mean.
Or is, yeah, I hope. We'll see. It's not looking great conditions for the weekend. But that's spring in Iowa for you. I think that about does it for me. How are you?
I'm good. Let's see. I think the biggest thing is I went to New Orleans 2 weekends ago.
Mm-hmm.
So that was fun. It was for a bachelorette party.
And you're pretty much right down on in the French Quarter, right?
Yes, yes. Which I was all for, because then you could just walk everywhere, kind of understand and know where you're at. If that makes sense. Right,
yeah. Definitely makes sense.
And I still biked every day. So I had a plan. I bought a bike that you can actually fly with that fits in a carry-on, but it did not arrive in time.
That actually fits in a carry-on?
Yes. Oh my gosh, it's the goofiest bike. We just got it. I've only ridden it once. I need to ride it more, and then I can do a better review. It's called a Quiggle.
Yeah.
So it's a German bike, and it's a folding bike. It has little teeny wheels. And the seat is attached to like the steering column, and it moves as you pedal.
Oh, weird.
So it's almost like you're super upright, which there are tons of bikes that are like Dutch style bikes and things like that, that are more upright. But it almost feels like you're running kind of, I don't
Interesting.
Know.
Interesting. Huh.
But I think as I get used to it more, I'll have better feedback on it. Yeah, so they do have they call them blue bikes down there. I think there's a bunch of companies that do this for different cities. We have something like this in Des Moines, where they have electric bikes and they have like different stations that they're left at. Mm-hmm. And you can actually leave it wherever, but then you get charged an extra $2.
Oh, okay.
So, I mean, is what it is. Right. And they have an app that shows you where all the bikes are anyways. So like if there is one block away from you that isn't one of the locations, you can still see it. And so most mornings I just bought like a subscription for the weekend, and I'd bike around and explore while everyone was still sleeping. And then I'd come back and people would start moving again, and we do our adventure for the day.
Oh, that's cool. I wondered when you were going to fit that in.
Yeah, everyone wanted to sleep in, which is, I guess it is vacation.
Right.
I was so tired when we got back. I'm like, yeah, that's fair. Cause I woke up at like 7 or 8 every day and then went to bed at like 11 every day. Yummy.
I have hot pizza freshly delivered from the oven.
It looks fabulous. Oh, and they're cut like sticks, like breadsticks. Yeah. That's my favorite.
Well, not quite breadsticks, just very, very thin pieces.
Yes.
I much prefer to have my pizza in small pieces that are like easy to eat rather than a piece that's going to fall apart.
You guys know where it's at.
Although when I make pizza, I like it to be giant pizza. Different story. Different crust.
Gotcha. Let's see. New Orleans was fun. I think that was part of my favorite part. Like, it's still pretty quiet in the mornings, but there's like the city is waking up. They have a huge convention center. So like one morning I just biked down it because it's like that and long.
Yeah, that place is huge. I've reffed volleyball there.
Nice. It's huge. Yeah. Nice. So I biked down that. I took some pictures of like murals and stuff that we wouldn't have gone by.
Mm-hmm.
But I think my favorite was the last night we were there, we went down Frenchman Street.
Okay.
And it has, I wouldn't say it's like, they say that's more the classic jazz street, which it had, but also it had a huge variety of things. And like, there was like a market that was open at like, I think we went by at like 10 o'clock at night. And so that was kind of neat. It was like, there's all this music and it was very like active, but it wasn't just like drinking music and party. It was more involved. There was like some cool restaurants open. One of the last places we stopped at had a jazz band playing, and it was cool.
That's fun. It's been a long time since I've been down there, but I really enjoy it.
Yeah. Yeah. It's cool. I think most of the adventures I choose are more like rural versus cities, But it was cool. It was fun to check it out. We did a fan boat tour and we got to hold a little alligator.
Oh, cool.
That was cool. Gosh, what was his name? I don't remember. I know the guy said he was looking for one of his favorite alligators that is like out in the swamp. Mm-hmm. And his name is Bubbles. Like, that's fantastic. Yeah, but it was fun.
Go on any ghost tours or any old bars or?
Yes, we went to the oldest bar.
You went to Lafitte's. Good. Good job.
Yeah, that was cool. It was a really neat building. And we went, so the first day we went on the e-bike tour, which was great because it gave us like a layout of everything. And it was, mm-hmm. I mean, the weather was nice anyways, like a regular bike would have been fine too, but that makes it more reachable for everybody.
Right.
And that was nice. We had spent like maybe 15, 20 minutes in one of the cemeteries. And that's like, we got like the basics of the story of everything. And I'm like, that's good. Because mm-hmm. I don't know. It's just for me, like some of those like cemetery tours, like during the day, it gets so hot in there because of the way it's built. It's supposed to get hot.
Right.
So let's see. We tried a bunch of food. We did a walking food tour.
Ooh, how was that?
It was really good.
What was your favorite thing you ate?
I think they're called Kalas. So they're like beignets, but they're better.
Okay.
That's the best way I can describe it. They're like rice based instead.
Huh.
And I don't know if I'd say the crust, but they're like ball shaped things and it just had more like texture and interest and taste to it. I thought it was so good.
Okay.
I bought some of the fancy coffee. I haven't tried it yet though. Let's say we did the French Market. We did Magazine Street. Yeah, I don't know. We had fun.
Good.
So I think that was New Orleans. I had a funny Riker thing. So I think that's kind of me. I don't know. I've been biking a little bit more. Like last week after the trip, I was just wiped out. So I took it pretty easy.
That's all right. Yeah, things like that are a big deal.
Yeah. Yeah, I think that's me.
Cool. I'm really excited to start riding more. It's starting to look like I might start riding to work soon. And the temperatures are starting to get there where I think I'll be okay.
Nice.
Yeah. And
yeah, I was trying to look at the bike path to your work today. I think I need to look at it more, but I was trying to figure out how it all connects. Because I don't really bike up that way very much. So it intrigues me to see the routes people take. And
well, I really don't know the connection like between your side of town and where I go to work. Like, I don't know that whole quarter of the metro.
I think there is some road that would have to happen, but
I think a little bit, but not like a lot. I think you could connect it pretty well. I'll have to figure it out.
Yeah. Like it.
All right.
So announcements.
Yes. Announcements. We are drawing for a winner tonight.
Woo woo.
Woo. This is for our quarterly make along, which came to an end. I think we said April 15th was our final deadline for quarter one. And that was the Grow Your Skills. New Year, New Skills Challenge. So doing something new to you. And all you had to do was give us some kind of reasoning that it was something new to you. And we will be pulling for a prize pattern. Pattern will be a prize. Yes. But
10 bucks?
Yeah, sure. Bucks? We'll say 10 bucks. We'll say okay. A $10 pattern of your choosing. And we can probably, yeah, we'll say $10 pattern, it'll be choosing. And yeah. With that, so
thanks, Gus.
Yes, thank you for participating. So, and that is Pixie Gal.
Pixie Gal.
Pixie Gal 26. So if you want to get in hold with us, or we can, yeah, if you want to get a hold of us, we will get in contact with you and set you up with your free pattern. All right. So for this next quarter, we are expanding on your skills. So we're taking something that we have already done and doing something more with it. So say you've done like a 1x1 cable. This is one of Caitlin's favorite examples. So maybe you're doing a bigger cable or a wider cable or a more intricate cable. You're leveling up your game somehow. Just tell us what that is, and that counts as your entry. The entry form is updated up on our website. So there is that. And it lets you know all the ways to enter through Instagram, Ravelry, email. Pretty much you name it, we'll find a way to make it work. So have fun.
Yay.
Am I missing anything?
No, I think you did awesome.
Okay.
So I think that brings us to what's brewing. Sorry, I should have talked more. I just like, now you gotta talk again.
You wanna start?
Sure. That sounds perfect. So what's brewing for me? So I have been working on, I have to look at the pattern name. Sorry, there it is. The Sockhead Cowl by Kelly McClure. We've been going to kind of different events and things. So I've actually been knitting on it. It's been living in our diaper bag. So I've got that. We went to a arena football game, and so I got to work on it a little bit then.
Oh, nice.
And then
how far are you on it?
So I haven't weighed the cake in a while.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm, so the pattern is set up to use the entire skein, but I'm kind of thinking that it's long enough for what I want it to be. I don't know. Cool. I might throw a bigger needle in it and see.
Oh, and try it on.
Yeah, but it feels like it's really long. Like I only need so much scrunch, but maybe I need more. Maybe I should try it before I make any.
I mean, you can always make another one.
Yeah, and it's so pretty. That's a great idea. So the it's Dream in Color, and the colorways are 2021 October colorway. It's just a bunch of like different speckles. It's kind of earthy looking.
Fun. Yeah, I like that one. And I think it speckles in a good way. So it's not pooling really or anything. It's kind of just pretty.
Thank you. And yes, that's such a good description of it. And then my brother and sister-in-law invited us to go see Dungeons and Dragons on Sunday. And so I was like, well, I need something worsted that's mostly stockinette.
Words are hard.
Words, they're so hard. And so I had these socks in my queue, and they're called the Perfect Worsted Weight Socks. They're by Twin Stitch Designs. Oh. And so far it's great. I was really surprised. I did do a gauge swatch that morning, so no, I did not block it, but I do think that it at least got me close. And I'm actually using the needle they said to use.
That's so pretty
that
good.
Kind of surprised me. Or no, I'm actually bigger.
Hmm.
So they say 5 and I'm using a 6.
Okay.
I did try them on and they do seem to fit well. So I don't know. We'll see. I'm learning still. So if they're too loose, I'll guess I will find out. I know they'll relax a little bit. but right now they feel pretty good.
Nice part with a worsted weight sock is you could rip back pretty quickly if you wanted to.
Yeah, so fast. So I got through their cuff down, and I already got through during the movie the cuff.
Nice.
So then I started the heel turn, and I'm done with that and the gusset decreases. So now I'm on the middle of the foot on the first sock.
Zoom, zoom. You started that on Sunday?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, so I'm super excited about it. It's kind of making me think that once I figure out the gauge that works, I should find some other patterns, like, but we'll see. Because then there's math involved. But, and I am using Lion Brands. What is it called? Style of Yarn is discontinued, but it's Anya. I think their intention was to kind of get close to Indie Dyer yarn and like compete with that. But I like it. It's like the colorway is Trick or Treat.
Well, at least the name is fun.
Yeah. And so it's mostly orange and gray, but then there's some brown color transitions.
Okay.
And the way that it's been knitting up on my sock is that brown section is kind of spiraling, and then the gray and orange is like striping. So it's cool that's working out that way.
That is cool. I kind of like when that happens.
Yeah. So I'm excited about them. And hopefully they fit pretty well. I mean, they'll be basically like a slipper sock anyways. So if they're a little loose, I think that's fine.
They'll be fine.
I just touched my Abraco. I haven't actually in a little bit. So it's nice to work on that. I don't know if I have a ton to add. I've touched it.
At some point you'll finish it.
Yeah. Thank you. I'm going to love it. Just so many fun things to work on. So I'm always bouncing around.
It's like, I have all these things I want to start, but I haven't the time to finish what I have done. I want to clean up some things before I start some new ones.
I was trying, and then I needed movie theater knitting.
I mean, that's a good excuse. That's always a good excuse for new knitting.
Thank you.
I just haven't needed movie theater knitting.
Yeah, it's been a while since I've been to a movie. I think the last movie I went to was a Scream movie, so that wasn't too long ago.
Okay.
But, yeah, that's what I got.
All right, well, let me see what I've got going here. One of these needs to be moved from current project to a finished project.
Yay!
So we'll talk about that one here in a moment. And then I'll do like my normal. I'll talk about what's in my hands. And I am working on my Sakatoa socks.
Oh, yay! Math socks.
Math socks.
Oh, the colorway is awesome. Yeah. Oh, and the heel turned out so good.
I know, and it fits really well.
Yeah.
I can get to the end of the row and put it on. I can show you. These are by Sarah Jordan, who is PA Knitwit. And she, I believe, has her own website. And I'll try to link to her stuff. But she has a whole series of, like, math-related socks. So there's the CBCTC and the Sakatoa, and then there is another one that I am forgetting right now. But it's all based on the math of triangles and how the triangles actually kind of fit your foot pretty well. I'm really enjoying it. I'm using my Be Kind yarn. I think it's always Be Kind yarn. that benefited the Trevor Project in the Inclusive Pride colorway. It's got all the stripes.
It looks awesome.
Oh, I'm so excited. And I've got like a black heel and I'll have a black cuff. I'm going to knit up the leg for about 5 inches and then do like a 2 inch of cuff. So it'll be like a 7 inch leg, which will be perfect for little boots. Yeah, it's fitting really well. I'm on a 00 needle for them. Super tiny, but they're fitting well. Gauge is good. I'll have a little note in hangovers later. I dropped a stitch.
Oh, shoot.
Yep. Come back to that. And then I have yarn next to me to wind so that I can finally get sleeve started on my Syrah sweater. I keep meaning to wind the yarn for it, and I just haven't gotten there yet. There's just too much going on. And to actually sit down to wind yarn for however long that takes is not enough time I've found in the day yet. So
it'll come.
I'll get there. It will get there. And I think that is about it for that.
Thanks.
Yeah. So should we jump into what's on tap, our finished objects?
Unless you're ready for another beverage.
We can do another beverage.
Okay. She's back.
Yes, I am back.
What did Cole think of the beer?
He thought it was pretty tasty. Enough so that I left it there with him. I had a little bit left and I left it there with him, apparently.
Perfect.
So he liked it. He wouldn't let it out of his hand.
Nice. Yay.
So, yeah. All right. So you want to tell us about beer number two?
Yes. So this is one of their flagship beers, or like on tap all the time. And it is just the 312. It is the Urban Wheat Ale. It's supposed to be bright, lemony, and a bit hazy.
Oh. Nice thing is they're all right at that like 4.2% ABV.
When I smell it, I get a little bit of lemoniness, but not a lot.
I get a little bit of lemoniness in the ending mouthfeel and the ending mouth taste.
Yeah.
It's on the end there. It's a big, it has a big mouthfeel with big carbonation. Not like extra carbonation, but like big bubble carbonation.
Yeah, tingly.
Yeah, it is a bit tingling. Kind of almost in a seltzer water way. Really good. It's been a long time since I had one.
Me too. I would describe this as pleasant.
Yes. It's very easy. Very sessionable. Not too overwhelming.
I could definitely drink this. Be nice on a hot day.
Vegan bike beer.
Mm-hmm. I kind of like obviously they aren't going for it, but the other one was super juicy. And mm-hmm. This one I think has more of that beer feel to it. Yes. But it's also very approachable. I don't know. I feel like I'm kind of already saying what you were saying, but
well, I think it's still good to say though. They give themselves 4 stars, not 5 stars, but 4 stars. There might be.
Oh, is that the Chicago flag?
Oh, yeah. Now that you say that, that could be right. That would make sense.
I think each star. Yes. There we go. That's why they have 4 stars. That's cool, though. I didn't notice they had that at the top of the can.
What do each of those mean? Or what are they for?
Okay, so the first star is for Fort Dearborn. The second star represents the Great Chicago Fire. The third and fourth stand for the 2 world fairs that took place in Chicago.
Okay, that's cool.
Like I knew there was something that each one meant.
But. Well, that's fun to know.
Here we go. Yay.
Woo.
So now we're to what's on tap or what's what are your hopes?
Well, I have one. I have one. A very, very fresh one. I still need to weave on the ends, but we'll count it. I need to weave in the ends and watch it.
That looks so squishy.
Oh my goodness. Look at this. Look at the amount of stretch to this. This is incredible.
That's really pretty.
The color is absolutely amazing.
Oh, what's the yarn?
So this is hand spun that I made.
Awesome.
I think it's a merino silk combination. And it is so cool. This is the Sea Swirl Cowl by Expression Fiber Arts. It fits over my headphones. But it's about perfect. It's about 10 inches long. And I don't know if, I think I might have to keep this one. It just is perfect. It is a 4-stitch, 4-row repeat on a US 9. So a nice large needle on a worsted weight. I'm sure it said how many inches to do it, but I just used the entire skein that I had, all except for, I don't know.
2 yards?
Probably 15 yards, maybe. Maybe all except 5 yards.
Nice.
Yeah. That's like 1.5, 3, maybe like 10 yards. All but like 10 yards. It's still pretty good. I don't think it was enough to make one more round. I would have been real close, perhaps. But this way I'd have enough to weave in the ends and everything. Super simple. If I had been sitting through like meetings or something, this would have been, you know, enough to keep moving. It was enough that I had to pay attention to each round because it alternates, because it's just a knit two, purl two, but it kind of alternates which direction you alternate back and forth, whether it's forward or backward, if that makes any sense. But yeah, super fun.
It makes sense.
Super quick. Highly recommend this one. Again, it's a Sea Swirl Cowl by Expression Fibers. It took me like 3 weeks or 4 weeks, but I also didn't spend very much time with it. So yay, I have a finished object.
That's exciting.
How about you?
I have a finished object as well. And this one went so fast that I hadn't talked about it on the podcast yet. So we have a family friend who is having a baby, a little baby boy. Mm. And so my mom asked what we wanted to do for a gift. I'm like, well, I'll certainly make a hat because I like making baby hats. And so I made the hat title is Roar, a dinosaur hat. It's by Kate Oates. And I use my stash yarn. I use like pretty like true royal bluish color. And then the green is kind of like an electric lime green. And the color numbers, in case you're curious, are 1951 and 261.
Very creative.
But it was fun. I've had it in my queue forever to make. And I did the brim and, oh gosh, what did you call it? Like the spikes at the top are green. And then the body of the hat is blue. And I mailed that out on Monday. So I don't have it to show, but I do have it on Instagram.
Cool. I have to check that out.
Yeah, it's cute. It was like a classic hat pattern, and then the spikes were very easy to memorize for the size I made. I had to make 5 spikes, and then they're like, you sew them on, which was good. It kind of pushed me a little bit because I don't do a lot of
like extra accessory detail.
Yeah, I think other than like the Yoda hats, like most of the things I do don't involve like seaming things on. So, and there was great advice in the pattern on kind of how to center it and make it so they all fit nice. And I think I did okay. Cool. Room to learn more though, for sure. yeah, so great pattern. I mean, Cascade's usually pretty reliable yarn. I don't know. It is what it is. And then my second one, I started these kind of a while ago, but then I brought them on the New Orleans trip. And so I worked on them mostly on the flight there and then on the flight back. Oh my gosh, I cannot believe I didn't talk about this earlier. So like on the plane, it's like you have this time to do something. And so I taught my friend Amanda how to knit. And we also had like a 5-hour layover. So we found a bar and knitted.
Nice.
And so she's just working on a worsted weight hat. And we are through the brim.
Very cool.
And she did do like all the, like I help sometimes. But she did the cast on. She can knit in purl. So
did you plan for that? Did you plan for that to be an event that you did like on the plane? Or did you just happen to have stuff on you that she could use?
I asked her a few days beforehand and like gave her some color options off of what she said she liked. So I had it prepped for her. I used the bag that I got from our sock swap for her. And then I used the bag that you gave me for me. And so we both had our knitting bags and yeah,
that's so fun.
So I can't believe I didn't talk about that earlier. It was super fun and it was a fun way to kick off the trip. So anyways, I brought my lobster claw bicycling mittens, by Jana Falls.
I had no idea you were making these. And then I saw sort of pictures of them like, oh, hey, I need to know what these ones are.
Yeah, I think I struggled to find the right Instagram. It's probably somewhere and I didn't like look hard enough or I wasn't patient enough to tag Jana in it. But they're great. And I like the pattern. They also referenced how long they made each thing, but then gave recommendations off of like, you want to do this an inch and a half from here or whatever. So I like that a lot. I thought the pattern was good and clear.
Now it's a free pattern, correct?
Yes. Thank you. Yes. It's a free pattern. And I used from Stash, Knit Picks Chroma Twisted in the worsted weight. And I used the Sedona colorway.
Okay.
Which looks really cute. I probably could have done some more. I think Fiber Nymph Lisa calls it like yarn management. Like, because since you're doing each finger and the chroma twist, like it's like a slow fade, it's kind of noticeable. Like the fingers are done first and then the thumb is done last. And so my thumbs, you can tell, like you can kind of see a line. But it also really doesn't bother me. So
is it like with a gusset and then you pick up for the thumb later?
Yes.
What you could have done. So I assume you're coming up because if it's cuff up, coming up the gusset, go up a little bit, like half an inch up the hand, then come back and do your thumb, then go up and do the fingers.
That's smart. That makes a lot of sense.
But otherwise, yes, yarn management is a good idea too. Kind of moving it around to like get to the point in the ball where you want to be.
Good idea. I'll do that next time. Yeah, almost even like starting with the thumb maybe would have been better since it's so little. Compared to the fingers.
Right.
You know. And I have biked with them twice.
And that went for you?
Yeah. I think lining them would be good for like colder weather, but like 35 to 45, they're great.
So perfect for like a light glove, light mitt.
Yeah.
I may have to make a pair of those.
Yeah, I thought they're kind of fun and they're quick and able to pick up and put back down while we're learning. Mm-hmm. yeah, so that is my two FOs.
Very cool.
That's
congratulations.
Thank you. So that brings us to stash enhancements.
Oh, it looks like you got some stash enhancements. I've got some stash enhancements. Yay.
Oh, yeah. I'm definitely in the negative. I haven't put it in yet, but I gotta be in the negative considering how much yarn I have sitting in front of me.
I am.
But that's what vacation is for.
I'm definitely in the negative, but I am very much okay. I'm at peace with where I'm at.
Nice. Me too.
Oh, I'm going to start with this because I'm not exactly counting it as a true enhancement, because the reality is I don't know how much of it I'm keeping and how much I'm going to give on to elsewhere. But a friend of mine, she is moving finally from her house in town out to her house in the country. Yay. Where she can be with her horsies.
Very cool.
So very exciting. So they're significantly like packing everything up and they're honestly trying to get out of their house in the next month. They're like, bam, we're out. But she gave me an entire tote of yarn and needles.
Wow.
Because she can no longer knit herself. And so she's just like, hey, would you have any interest? And I was like, sure. I didn't know what she had or anything. And it looks to be mostly like Lion Brand kind of stuff. And so something that I can do some charity stuff with or something. I don't know yet. But I haven't really looked through it yet. We'll have to see what's there. So yeah, there's
that's exciting though.
Yeah. It's like at the very least, I can find someone who else that can use it, you know?
Maybe we could do an episode about it. Like sure. We did with the tote I acquired. And you can say what you think of what.
Maybe we can do that on our next episode.
Yeah. It's a date.
Yay. Cool. we'll make that plan. Okay. So then where should we get started for real?
Up to you. We could start with Maddie yarn.
Let's start with Maddie yarn.
Okay. I have not opened mine yet.
Oh, I think
it is in the beautiful bag that she sends it in.
I think we should start with you then, because then we get to open something.
Ooh. Okay. Hopefully, don't really have scissors.
You'll be fine.
I'll edit. So, ooh, I'll edit the sound out. There's four in here.
Yeah, she had four months, I think, to catch up on.
Okay. Oh, I'm so excited. So many colors. Okay, so my first one here is DK. I can't quite get the lighting right for you. Colorway Fire.
Yes. Nice. I have it, but in fingering weight.
Yay. Oh, you're thank you, Maddie, so for pretty. Giving me DK. It is neat. I would say it goes from like a burnt orange, not to sound too punny, to like a creamy orange.
Yeah, definitely like not like amber, but like a definitely like fire orange. I'd say a creamy orange, almost like a peach-ish without being pink.
Oh, this is gonna be fun. Oh, I love it.
I love that one.
That's so cool. Do you want me to go or do you want to go?
Why don't you keep going with Maddie yarn? Because I think we're going to have the same colors.
Okay. Oh, no, I pulled the label off. This one's also DK and the colorway is Earth. Oh, it's scrumptious. So it's got, would you call that like a, it's a little lighter than forest green.
Yeah, like almost a jewel green.
Oh, like emerald.
Emerald green. It's a definitely like an emerald green to like a spring Kelly green.
Yeah, I totally agree.
This is one of my favorite greens I think I've ever seen.
Oh, it's cool. Yeah, they do like nicely go with each other.
Oh, just wait. I wouldn't
have thought of that.
Just wait. Okay. The next one.
This one?
Yep, sure.
This one is air. That's fun. So this one has kind of three main colors it's fading through.
Got like the orange and a blue and sort of this like weird green. That's kind of cool.
Yeah, I'm digging the weird green.
Totally.
It's got this like, I don't know how to explain.
It's like a yellow, but it's like a dirty yellow.
Mm-hmm.
I mean that in a good way.
Yeah, it's cool. Oh, yay. Worth the wait. And last one. Oh, pretty. This one is water. And as probably expected, it goes from a super deep blue, almost like a deep gray blue, maybe.
Yeah, it definitely has a dark gray tone to it.
Oh, and there's a section of like royal blue.
It just has so much depth to it. The colors are just so good.
And I like the way it varies too.
Well, so I think these were all Pokemon based, I believe. Air, water.
Oh, okay.
I think. I could be wrong, but I believe that's what they're kind of based off of.
Cool.
But look how well they go together. All four of them just blend together so freaking well.
Yeah, they really do. And like, I could see this being a really neat shawl or sweater.
Okay, so yes, hold that thought. Then this one was from, okay, I don't remember. These two were from the last one or the last couple. But they all go together.
Yes.
So I have six skeins of yarn right here that would all work really well together. And I'm thinking about a sweater. I don't know. Sweater, something gigantic that would be, I don't know. Cool.
I have to start all the projects now.
All the projects.
Thank you, Maddie.
So yay. Beautiful. You have such good color, like, colors.
So talented. Kelsey, you want to go next?
Sure. So, Caitlin turned us on to a dyer a while ago. New Garden Yarns. Cool. Her name is Melissa, I believe. Yes, cool. So I had the chance. I was down in Kansas City a couple weeks ago, and Cole was riding his bicycle, and I had some time that I was like, well, hey, why don't I just stop up through Excelsior Springs and see this yarn store that Caitlin's talked about? And I believe it's called Knit You Together. Yes.
Yep. Well,
but I finally had my opportunity to stop in. And there must have been another like podcaster there that day at some point, because they're like, oh, another podcaster was in.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah. So I introduced myself. I wonder
who it was.
I don't know. But it was fun. The shop was so busy. There were all kinds of people hanging out and people just wandering in. It was an absolutely gorgeous day. And I had a great time. He welcomed me right in, and yeah, I sat around and I looked at everything for a long time, and I broke my 119-day streak of not buying yarn.
Nice job. That's a solid streak.
Yeah. So I went pretty solid, and I came home with enough yarn for our sweater.
Fun.
So I bought 5 skeins of her DK weight. This is the New Garden Yarns. And her DK weight is the backyard guarded DK. So superwash nylon 75/25. This color is called Deep Glacier. Yeah, there we go. That's a pretty good representation. Kind of a dark green blue. And then the next one is The Beach Is Calling. She died in June of 22, which has some of that same dark green, dark blue green, but speckles into like yellow green, pops of brown.
Fun.
And then you have a slightly lighter version of a similar thing, but it has far more yellow and it's a bit lighter.
Cool. So you could either fade it or just pop it in next.
That color is called Sea Glass. And then we have Grass, which is just a pretty green, grass green.
You don't see that one, though.
No.
That's cool.
It's really
find a unique one. Mm-hmm. Not that the other ones weren't, but it's definitely a unique shade.
This brown. So this is kind of showing up red, but here we go.
Oh, it's kind of like a rusty.
Yeah, brown. It's very much a rusty brown, like a good red rust brown.
With speckles.
So that's going to be, I think the sweater that this is going to be is a 5-striped DK weight sweater. Rust will be like the outline to it. It has 4 stripes with an outline of the like pop color.
Interesting.
I have 1,400 yards of DK weight yarn, which is plenty enough to make a sweater for me, and I'm excited.
I'm excited too.
The fun does not end there.
Whoop, whoop.
There was another local producer there that has their own farm. And this is called Parsons Prairie Farm, where they have alpaca and I think sheep. So I think they have alpaca and Jacob and I forget what other. But I ended up with some fiber and a skein. So this skein is like a, it's not quite hand spun, but it's definitely like a mill spun kind of. That gets that seam. It is a 2-ply. Nice and bouncy. And it is 300 yards of 55% alpaca, 40% merino, 5% nylon. So I'm super excited about that one. It's so nice and soft. And it'll probably be another cowl or something. And then I got some fiber that's 45% alpaca and 55% BFO. Just kind of a neutral silver brown. But I'm looking forward to spinning that. It's been a little bit since I've tried to spin anything with alpaca in it. So yeah, that's what I have. Yay!
That is awesome. Sorry, I had muted myself. I said, nice job.
Oh, thank you.
Sorry, I'm got to shift around. I always sit on a foot and that always backfires. And then I do it again because I still like sitting on one of my feet.
You really have to do that in the office a lot.
Yes. Oh, for sure. Same here. So I went to a yarn store in New Orleans called the Quarter Stitch, and it was in the French Quarter.
Yay!
And I met Jen and Caitlin. They were there. So I was like, I'm Caitlin too. And their local dyer is called Sugar Plum Circus. And let me back up. Sorry. So Quarter Stitch, this was cool. So they were a knitting and cross stitch focused store. And so on the walls were just all these different like cross stitch patterns. And they had like a wall of like yarn that you could buy by, I'm not sure how we're by cross stitch yarn.
So like but floss, it was so floss cool. by a little yarn or something, probably.
But, yeah, it was still yarn though. I mean, unfortunately, maybe I just don't know enough to know, but.
Or just on a whole cone. Wall
of yarn. They were in balls. Let me see if I can find a picture. Yes. Let me see if I can send it to you and then you can help me. Where is the chat in Zoom? There is the chat. And the top corner there is, it really is just ribbon. They like wrap everything in ribbon.
Hmm. Oh, that's cool.
Yeah. So I'm not, I guess I should have asked more on what all that yarn was for, but it's just cool to have like a wall full of all this beautiful yarn.
Who doesn't like a wall full of beautiful yarn, huh?
Right. So cool. So their local dyer is Sugar Plum Circus, who is a dyer who lives in the French Quarter and does it right there.
Oh, wow.
So I thought that was really cool. And I'm going to start with the first thing. I was like, I just have to have this. And they actually asked if they could look, because I'm not sure if this is going to be quite enough for a sweater quantity. But I found this beautiful blue. I'm not even like a dark blue. Like, that's not usually one of my go-tos. Oh. And I was like, but this is gorgeous. I mean, it's in the neighborhood. Like, that's showing a little bit brighter than it is, but it's this just deep, beautiful blue. So I have 3 skeins of DK weight, and each is 100 grams, and it's called Deep Truth.
Okay, that's a good color name.
Yeah, it's so cool. And it's so soft. So I feel like it would make a beautiful sweater, and maybe I'll add another skein in if I need to. We'll see on quantities, or maybe it could be like a tee.
It could be a tee, or, you know, you grab another skein or two and... Jazz it up. Ooh, I wonder if you could, you know, find another skein or two to do like some color work, do some like music stuff. That'd be kind of fun.
Yeah, I love to do music color work. Kelsey, you're so smart.
Then I'd have all kinds of memories associated with it. It'd be kind of fun.
So that's those guys. And what I thought was like so interesting is most of this is really solid, but it's just so pretty. Like, mm-hmm. It doesn't really look like a semi-solid to me. So I'm going to go with the craziest one I got of this. So the rest I'm doing is the fingering yarn. And it's 100% superwash yarn. Yeah, it's pretty accurate.
Oh, wow. That is so bright.
It is like a highlighter greenish-yellow situation. Yeah.
Definitely.
It's called gigawatts.
Oh, yeah. Definitely like an electric. Yeah.
So I don't have any plan, but I'm like, this just has to come home with me because it's so wild. And I don't know how much highlighter yarn I have. So this one's Sunny. And I would say it's just a very true yellow. Okay. Even though on my screen, I think it almost looks like, white.
I can see the, like, is it like lemony sun yellow?
Yes.
Yeah, I can see that.
Okay, awesome. And then I got this beautiful green.
Oh, wow. That's a really dark green.
And this is Taurus.
Okay.
So she had a bunch of zodiac signs. So I'll go with the next one was Aries, and it's this red. It's just so deep. A little tonal. Yeah. Yeah, this one totally is. You're right. I didn't catch that before. Thank you. And then she had these like serendipitous colorways, like the, like one of a,
just the one so, off. One yeah. Of so she just kind of
called them fun houses or fun house.
Like that. That's like a purpley blue. Yeah.
Yeah. So I'm excited. Definitely bought more than I have knitted this year.
That happens.
But when am I going to go back? So I liked it. I had to get it. And it was so fun. So they, I didn't even notice all this, but they put all the yarn in a bag and like tied it with these ribbons. And then I get home and realize there's like these cute little like heart confettis in the bag. And then I also got a pin that says quarter stitch and a bottle opener that's also a ruler.
Okay, now that's cool.
I don't know. There was other like neat tools, but I kind of already had all that kind of stuff. So I thought this would be more fun and I'd get more use out of it.
That'll definitely be handy. I'm excited you didn't bring one home for me.
I'm sorry. No, I know. Yeah, so that is my enhancement. I'm excited to see what these things become.
Me too. I think we have a bunch of yarn adventures ahead of us.
Oh my gosh, I have so much stash. And so, like, I don't know. I hope I can get to it soon, though.
Because I
still have to get to the swan. Just thinking about that as I was like looking at here, I'm like, I bought that beautiful new garden yarn. And it's like so special that it actually sits. One of my end tables in our living room has like a drawer and it's in the drawer, just ready to be started.
How much yarn does that take again?
That's a good question. Let's see. Oh, the Wild Swan. Sorry, I said that wrong. 656 to 766 yards or 600 to 700 meters.
Okay. I have one yarn I thought would be cool for that, but it wouldn't be enough. Don't know. Hey, look at this. I'm caught back up to where I had ripped this sock out before.
Yay!
I no longer am winding off for what I had wiped or wound around the ball.
That's a cool bag for
Yeah, it's a little sack, fall sack.
Perfect.
Yarn sack, little. Yep. However you want to think about that.
I will think of it in every way that you do and do not want me to think of it as. Did we want to try the peach
beer? I'm game.
Okay, cool. I will need to grab it.
Me too. Be right back.
All right. Beer 3.
Yay.
So this is continuing on the Goose Island 312 series. And this is a peach. So it is a wheat ale with peaches.
Fancy.
Bright, peachy, a bit hazy.
I see they have a theme going on there. Also, 4.2% ABV.
I really like 4%. That's a good range for me. And IPAs don't really sit there very often.
Honestly, this one might be my favorite one of the night.
I feel like the juiciness and the beerness is balanced in this one in a really enjoyable way.
Yes, as in like it's not too sweet, it's not too much, and like I'm not a huge peach fan, but it's not like overly strong peach either. Like it's definitely there, you taste the peach, it's not hiding, but it's not overwhelming either.
Yeah, it's fun. Goose Island knows their stuff.
That they do. For being a bigger brewery, I'd say they're still pretty good. They still have their things. And the nice thing about them is they have all these like big main series, but they do have some of their smaller options too.
Yeah, that's true. That's good.
I've been trying to track down the cardigan I was looking at, but now for the life of me, I cannot find it.
Oh no.
But I have found many, many others that are now like off of my list. Like, what about this one? What about this one?
So I think we're on hangovers.
Hangovers. Well, I have an update on an old hangover, sort of. Do you remember, I think it was on our last episode, I was trying to untangle a giant ball of nastiness?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I got that undone. Woo!
Wow.
Yeah.
Good that job.
Took me a long, long, long time. But I got there.
Nice job.
Yeah, finally got there. Glad to have that done. And now I get to use it. So, hey, that's exciting.
Nice job.
But it was, you know, sometimes I really don't mind sitting down and trying to untangle a giant mess because it's very, like, soothing. I'm one of the weird ones.
Yeah. Yeah, I wish I could say the same, but I don't.
It's all good. All good. Let's see here. My other hangover is on this sock. And I found it today, this evening. So I dropped a stitch shortly after I turned the heel.
Okay.
There we go. Right here.
Mm-hmm.
And I was probably... I was up here. I was 2 inches past it.
Yeah, it's a bit of a waste.
I was like, I really don't feel like knitting back or I'm going back 2 inches, especially because it was before I was done with the heel. So I would have had to do all that increases and stuff. You know? I'm like, nope, I'm good. I'm good. So what I did was I put in a stitch marker and I'll go back later and somehow finagle it in and make sure it's all caught up and everything so it doesn't just hang there. But one way or another, I will get this sock done. I'm really loving these socks and they fit really well now. So, yeah.
That's awesome.
Yeah, that is my hangover. How about you?
I don't think I have any this week.
Good job.
But I'm sure I'll come up with one as I start knitting more. So I think that brings us to our topic. So we're talking and we... don't think we've ever specifically talked about ways to calculate your yardage. No. I think we've touched on it, but we haven't made it our topic.
Correct. Where should we begin?
Well, I did make like a kind of 3 ways that I know that you can do. And I think I'm going to start with the not recommended first, at least in my opinion, not recommended. So that's option 3. So while you are knitting, you can measure and mark off where you're at and keep measuring.
What do you mean mark off?
Yeah. So literally take measuring tape and be like 1 yard, 2 yard, 3 yard. Pass it on whenever you get to that yard. Measure
gotcha.
More.
So manually measuring your yarn as you go. Okay.
I mean, you can do that.
You totally could if you want. I can't say I have done that one. I wouldn't recommend that option, but it is an option. You're correct.
Yeah. So I put it out there, but I'd say Kelsey and Caitlin probably aren't going to recommend doing that. But it's there. But what I would say is there's 2 other ways that I measure my yarn usage, and they both involve needing a scale.
Yes.
You don't need to go crazy, like any kitchen scale, just something that gives you grams. If you're getting super, like super complicated color work, sometimes the decimal points do come in handy. Unraveling, Pam had talked about a project where that mattered. But for the most part, if you've got grams, you're good to go.
Yes, I definitely wouldn't say the same. And it really doesn't matter the scale. As long as you can find where it is, yeah, you're good.
So my first simpler method, which only works if you are looking for either a total or a single color, would just be to weigh your project when it's done.
Yes, that'll give you the overall best estimation of what you used. Yes.
And as long as either all the yarn was the same, then that'll give you a pretty decent idea. You will just need, so you'll have your grams, and then you'll just need the information from the yarn label to know how many yards or meters per gram. And then you can figure it out from there. The weakness in this is that if you are knitting with multiple colors and it's not necessarily even, it usually isn't, you don't know how much you used to each color.
Right. You know, a lot of times you may not necessarily need to know that when you're just shooting for the overall total. But if you want to know about what you're going to have remaining, what's going to be left over, what you specifically use, you know, especially in the case of you're testing for somebody, or, you know, it's something you want to be able to repeat again, you'll want to make sure that you keep those numbers.
Nice. Yeah. So what I like to do is I weigh the ball, so not the project, the actual like ball of yarn, skein of yarn first, and note what I started with, and then weigh it at the end. Because I am also interested in the amount of yarn I used. So there is that little amount. It's probably not a big difference of like the yarn tails, but I still needed that to make my project.
It still counts as your project. Yeah, right.
And then it's just subtraction. So say I start with 100 grams, make it really simple. I ended up with 50. I know I used 50. And then I can use that yarn label to say like, oh, there was 200 yards for this 100 grams, and I can do a little math and there I am. So those are the kind of the methods I'm aware of. I imagine there's other ones. What do you think, Kelsey?
I would say, you know, for the most part, that's a lot of the same ones that I methods that I use. I'm not always the greatest about measuring things out beforehand, even though I would say, hey, if you're one of those people that wants to know, make sure you get one. I just want to say, like, I have a couple different scales that I use. I have like a regular main size kitchen scale that's probably 6 by 8 inches big. That fits, you know, a couple 100 grams skeins on there. But I also keep a little travel size skein or a travel size mini scale, which is kind of fun for on the go projects. So especially when you're looking at a project where, you know, I want to know I've used 50% of this skein. At this point, I'm going to, you know, do this in the directions. That way you can kind of weigh as you go. So even if you don't know exactly what your yardage is in that kind of instance where you want to just know, okay, I need to use 50% to get to here. Well, now I know at least that I'm getting to 50%. Another option, so like say you don't have a ball band that's going to tell you what your yardage is per like 100 grams. That's where you could wind off, you know, 5 yards, 10 yards, weigh out how much those 5 or 10 yards weigh, and then use that to kind of figure out the rest. So use that as a ratio.
I love that.
Super handy tip. So like I do that a lot, especially if I've forgotten how to, or forgotten, you know, to weigh what I had to start with. It gets you a good estimate, especially if you don't know what it's going to be.
Yay. On that same thought, I believe it's called a nitty. I'm gonna have it wrong.
A nitty naughty?
Is a nitty naughty right?
The one that you wrap around.
Okay, yes. Awesome.
So yes, so yeah, this is another option. A nitty naughty you can use to kind of wrap a skein. So it's these big long twists. So you're ending up with something anywhere from like 30 to 60 inches long, half a meter to a meter long. It's a great way for estimating yarn, especially like when you're spun yarn or just winding things off. If you know how many times around you've wound your yarn around the nitty naughty, you have that number. And then you will take a measurement around how far the nitty naughty is. So one trip around the nitty naughty, and then multiply those to get your total yardage.
Yay.
Yeah. Super handy. It, again, is an estimate because of how, you know, how tightly you wind it, or, you know, how far out it is. You know, once you get a lot of yarn on your nitty naughty, it kind of adds up and adds that little bit. So always keep in mind that these are all estimates. Never going to be exactly exact.
Yes, good point. And then another option is there are yardage counters that you can get. And like the one that I have, I can just put it in between my, oh my gosh, why are words so hard tonight? My ball winder and my
Swift.
Thank you so much.
I know where you're going.
And it will count. But same thing, as it is kind of an estimate, but that's really handy. I think Kelsey and I used it for some hand spun she had. I was deconstructing some Goodwill sweaters for a while, so I used it for that. So that's another way to kind of get that estimated amount before your project. And then you can like weigh it and be like, okay, this is 500 yards. It weighs 5 pounds. I should probably at least say grams, 5 grams, whatever. And you can figure out your weight per yard that way.
It's pretty handy. I have the same ball or yard counter, meterage counter, however you want to count it. Yep. It's Caitlin. And I actually really like it. I just need to, you know, at some point figure out a good setup for my Swift and yarn winder and put that all together.
It's hard. It's really hard, like, on furniture today. Oh, there your little scale is.
Yeah, my little scale is less than a size of my hand.
That's awesome.
So your furniture today.
Oh, yeah. It's so hard to find, like, enough spots to, like, clamp it far enough. Like, our kitchen table's got, like, a lip under it. Our same thing with the bar in our kitchen.
I was thinking about that because my other table used to have like a little roll to the edge.
Mm-hmm.
You might just like find like a piece of wood or something you could clamp under to make like an even.
There you go. I like it.
Might be worth a shot. I was going to try that.
I've also thought about, I don't know how well this works, but like going down a door.
Going down a door?
Yeah. So you'd be kind of sideways. So it might unwind a little funky, but gotcha. That is, fortunately our bed, we have like these hideaway things that slide up and I just leave mine up and it's narrow enough that I just have it all clamped there. But I've always kind of wanted to try to see if it would work on a door.
You'll have to test it and let us know.
I mean, I don't think like it could stay up because of how much space the Swift uses, but
mm-hmm.
It could be an option. So what do we think? Do we have any more yardage, meterage measuring?
I might wrap it up, I think.
Awesome.
That's just some little handy tidbits.
Yeah, I loved it. You had some good stuff.
Same for you.
Yay, go team.
What else?
Yeah, I do have a bike stuff item.
Oh, okay. Please share.
So this is kind of short and sweet, but it was kind of inspired by Kelsey's PSA last week. So listening to music while you bike, there's a lot of different methods. My preferred method, because I really do like to listen to music while I bike, is I have a Bluetooth speaker.
Mm-hmm.
And so I just have that either in my water bottle holder or in my bike bag. I have seen people do headphones. That would not be my recommended thing, but as long as you have it set where you can hear what's going on around you, you're good. Like, that's the biggest thing. So music's great. Maybe make sure it's tasteful depending on where you're at, but make sure you can hear around you. That's important. I know some people do like one headphone or something right. like that.
Every once in a while, I'll do one headphone, usually yeah. my ear that's away from the road, so that I can hear cars and activity on my side.
That makes sense. That's smart.
But I really try not to keep it in like on the road. The only time I'm going to do that is if it's like a really long ride and I'm suffering.
Music is powerful in that way.
Oh, absolutely. Like I don't usually listen to music, but I might pull out music for when things get hard. A friend of mine pulled out music for his overnight on the long bike ride last weekend, and just things like Metallica. And
yeah.
Some energy in there. But yes, be careful with music. Music's great, but be careful with how you listen to it. You really want to be aware of that, of what's going on around you.
Perfect. I think that's what I've got. Got anything else?
I think that's about it.
Awesome. Well, knit all
the things.
Yay. Now I just can't stop yaying.
I know, this is the episode of yay. Welcome.
You can find us on Facebook, Instagram, and on Tap as Gravel Knits. Our website is gravelknits.com. You can email us at gravelknits@gmail.com. And you can also support us on Patreon at patreon.com/gravelknits.
You can find me, Kelsey, on Ravelry and Instagram as BikesBrewsUs and on Tap as Kelsey J.
And you can find me, Caitlin, on Ravelry and Instagram as Caitlin N. Lloyd. And I also have a second Instagram, which is Caitlin N. Lloyd Knits and Bikes. Please message us to let us know what you'd like us to talk about. And we'd love to hear what you think about the show. If you like the podcast, please share it with a friend.
Gravel Knits believes everyone deserves to be included and loved, regardless of who you love. Beliefs, color, size, your gender, or whatever else makes you you. Please keep in mind that we are human, and while we're trying to educate ourselves, there's always more to learn, and any critiques are deeply appreciated.
Yay!
Yay!
We made
Yay.
It!
Woohoo! That was a good episode.